We did remove the county of Rio Blanco from future consideration, further consideration for wolf releases this year. And that really had to do with the limited number of release sites in that county, the proximity of the livestock of those release sites, and that elevation of the risk of conflict. And then also the impacts that we've had on wintering elk due to the severe winter a couple winters ago. So I think it really shows that we were listening at that meeting are agile enough to make those changes. So we do continue to look forward to having communications in those communities about those future releases, and are really trying to get the word out before we start opening cages early next year.